Lummis Bale Moisture Monitor is actually an outgrowth of the research, pioneering research, that was done at the USDA Stonewall Jennings Lab and has been reported in numerous publications through the years, originally by Anthony and McCaskill in the 1970s. And then Rick Beiler and Stanley Anthony worked on the system some more on the concept of using bale pressure and bale size and weight to determine the average moisture content in the system. And then last year, Rick Beiler presented a paper where they evaluated a number of commercial systems that do the measure the moisture in the cotton bale. And as a result, we wanted to do a paper this year that discusses the standalone version of the bale moisture monitor. We knew, based on the work done at the Gen Lab, that the system could be fairly accurate, usually plus or minus 0.4% of measuring the moisture when properly calibrated. One of the issues last year with the system that was on the press at Southeastern Gen was it had not been calibrated, and Rick was able to show that with a correction factor it could be fairly accurate, but obviously any type of moisture measurement in a gen, if properly calibrated, is a much better tool than it's like having a ruler that doesn't have the correct measurement of inches. You get the wrong results. You may measure something in inches and realize that, well, it's actually not correct because your estimation of what an inch was is not correct compared to the actual ruler. So the bale moisture monitor is available in two forms. One is part of the standard equipment on the Savannah class lift box press, which is the one that was at Southeastern Gen. It was introduced in 2003. But the more opportunistic application of this system would be the standalone system that we offer to any of the other presses out there. And that what we want to accomplish is to be able to offer the same type accuracy with a commercial type unit. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. This is the standalone bale moisture monitor unit. Features an operator interface, and of course you can see the junction box on the right. If I use the mouse, will it come up? Okay. You can see the junction box, but this is our standard operator interface we use for a number of our components. The system uses totally off-the-shelf components. So where we wanted to do this test was a location that was unique in that it was close to our Lubbock facility and also featured two presses. Lubbock Cotton Growers is a gin plant we built in 2009, a 6-1 222 gin outfit, and it has two up-packing premier doorless presses with moisture restoration MC condensers, and so that is where we have the two standalone bale moisture monitors on this system. And so when we went into the evaluation of the system, there were a number of things besides just how accurately it was measuring the moisture. One is each of these presses, the south press and the north press in the gen, have the MC condenser system piped slightly different. This system utilizes the warm, moist air in the off of the moisture unit to heat the lint slide, and from that point, then your moisture goes up into the condenser. So the one disadvantage of this system is you get a certain amount of condensation, but the moisture is at full saturation when it goes through. We use what we call the pony burner to heat the doffing assembly of the condenser itself, as you can see here. The north press at Lubbock Cotton Growers utilizes a more recent version of our piping, and you can see where we're heating with dry hot air, heating the lint slide and then coming up and heating the doffing assembly and the drum of the condenser, and we're going directly with the moist air to the condenser itself. Well, one of my co-authors, Eugene Columbus, who was unable to be here today, was hired to set up the protocol for the test. And what we did is we set each time we did the test, and we did the test, as you can see, on two different days, November 15th and November 26th. We took 10 seed cotton modules. We got the moisture content as we were sampling from the modules and sampling the bales. We got moisture contents of those modules. And then we took 10 bales per module And so out of that, we took five on each press because the gin, the module goes and splits into both presses. So we had 50 samples per test per press. And then we did, as you can see, on November 15th and November 26th. These were the locations where we actually did the sampling. One is we took in the lint flue riser. Obviously, we wanted a before moisture restoration because we also wanted to evaluate how much moisture restoration we were getting with the condenser. And then we took two different lint samples after the moisture restoration, one in the lint slide itself and then in the samples on either end of the bale. And the reason we did that is we took those two samples and averaged the moisture together to where you had a more homogeneous moisture. The samples from the lint slide represented different points in the bale, whereas on the crowns of the bale, we also combined those, and that's where we got our final moisture readings. Before we did anything, though, we wanted to calibrate the system, and so we took initial samples in the end of October and then sent them to the Lubbock Gin Lab, and based on those results, we programmed new parameters into the bale moisture monitors on both presses, and then we confirmed those and made sure that that was within our level of comfort and that the system was properly calibrated on November 5th. Our data was analyzed. The moisture testing was done at the Lubbock Gin Lab. Our thanks to Greg Holt and his staff for processing those. The oven drying system, the ASTM oven drying, was used to get the absolute moisture content. And we used Microsoft Excel to process the data. Based on the first testing on November 15th, we were fairly pleased because the system had been marketed to be within plus or minus 0.4%. We were certainly hoping that would be the results we got. On the 50 bales on each of those systems, you can see in press A, we had 0.2%, and press B, we had 0.34. Now you'll see we had a maximum range on each one. We had some high end, but if you look at the median, we were very pleased with the fact that there were just a few what we would consider somewhat outliers on that system. So we were, and you can see the moisture content of the seed cotton itself. Lubbock cotton growers had a relatively short season, and anybody that's been in West Texas knows there weren't many wet modules out there because you've got to have rain or some type of precipitation to have a wet module. And when we see that again, we'll let you know when we see rain. On November 26th, you can see the average difference on the presses for press A was 0.22% and press B 0.20. Our maximum differences between the bale moisture monitor and the oven testing were both around 0.74, 0.75, and our medians were better. So we were even more pleased with the second testing. Now, we had not changed the calibration of the system between November 15th and November 26th, but that was about a day before they were finished ginning, so we had to rush. We would have liked to have had a very early season and very late season, but with a small crop, it was a very quick season, so we ran on two different days and did that. Obviously, you know, as the researchers at the Gin Lab would know, there's always future work to do. We'd also like more test samples, and we'd also like to have a wider range of moisture contents. We were grateful for the dry harvesting season, but it would be nicer to be able to have a wider range of moisture contents to get a better correlation on the data. And, of course, we'd like to test more gin plants. Lubbock cotton growers very gracious to let us in, despite their short season, to do the testing. And having two bale moisture monitors there was advantageous. But we do have these operating not only in the U.S., but also overseas in Brazil and Africa and a number of other locations around the world. So it would be ideal to have those tested also. The actual calibration is something that is part of the standard procedure when the unit goes in. I talked about addition of moisture in the system. What we were finding was anywhere from 1% to 1.25% moisture content was being added through the MC condensers at those systems. Finally, I'd like to thank the USDA Gin Labs primarily for this test, Stoneville and Lubbock. Stoneville for their pioneering research that brought this system to the industry, and of course Greg and the staff at the Lubbock Gin Lab for their help. Especially want to thank Lubbock cotton growers. When you get in a gin and start doing testing, you know, gens have to run their business, and you need their cooperation, and they were gracious enough to do that. So we certainly want to thank them, and I want to thank the Lummis team. My co-authors and also numerous other Lummis personnel from the shop as well as engineering that helped with the sampling. It's not our day-to-day job, but it's something we feel it's important to bring this kind of information to industry, and so everybody took time out of their day-to-day job to help us with that. So with that, I thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.